This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, June 22nd, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldView.com. I'm Adam McManus. Open Doors reports that Muslim extremists have beheaded 4 Christians in the Sulawesi district of Indonesia on May 11th. This comes after more beheadings and burnings alive in November of last year. A local Christian contact told Open Doors that, quote, Central Sulawesi locals are still traumatized from the terrorist attack last November and have not recovered yet. They need our prayers now, end quote. Gavin Hubbard, a 43-year-old male weightlifter from New Zealand who pretends to be a woman, is slated to become the first openly transgendered person to compete in the Olympics, which signals the end of women's sports in this venue. The transgender anomaly, who calls himself, quote, Laurel, end quote, has announced his participation in female weightlifting for the upcoming Tokyo Olympics. Fox News and the Associated Press quoted a contender from Belgium named Anna van Bellingen, who described the transgender's inclusion as a, quote, bad joke, end quote. Both Fox News and the AP continue to refer to the transgendered male in question as a female. But God's word is still clear. A woman shall not wear a man's garment, nor shall a man put on a woman's cloak. For whoever does these things is an abomination to the Lord your God. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. By a vote of 157-1, Hungary's parliament passed the law banning the promotion of homosexuality and transgenderism in the nation's schools, reports U.S. News. The law states, quote, in order to ensure the protection of children's rights, pornography and content that depicts sexuality for its own purposes or that promotes deviation from gender identity, gender reassignment, and homosexuality shall not be made available to persons under the age of 18. End quote. In the ongoing legal battle that has become the key battlefield for liberty in the U.S., Jack Phillips, the Christian Colorado baker, lost his case again in a Colorado state court, reports Alliance Defending Freedom. This time he was sued for not baking a cake for a party celebrating transgenderism. In his ruling, Denver District Judge A. Bruce Jones could not see how forcing a private business to advocate a message promoting transgenderism would constitute unconstitutionally compelled speech. Phillips and his advocacy firm, the Alliance Defending Freedom, will appeal the ruling in this saga that has dragged on for 9 years since homosexuals first targeted the Christian baker for persecution. Former Attorney General of the United States William Barr recently received the Alliance Defending Freedom annual Edwin Meese III Award for Originalism and Religious Liberty. In his acceptance speech, Barr called the, quote, state-run education system the greatest threat to religious liberty in America today, end quote, because of what he called, quote, secular progressive orthodoxy, end quote. Barr admonished Americans to, quote, confront the reality that it may no longer be fair, practical, or even constitutional to provide publicly funded education solely through the vehicle of state-operated schools, end quote. The former AG also went after systemic racism represented by public schools in this fascinating clip obtained by Fox News.
The real issue of systemic racism in our country is our public school system in the inner cities, where we've relegated inner city school children to these failing schools, depriving them of a future, depriving them of opportunity. That's the system of systemic racism. President Obama waltzes into Washington, enrolls his 2 daughters in the most exclusive private school there, Sidwell Friends, and one of his earliest acts is to terminate a broadly supported and bipartisan program in the District of Columbia that provided scholarships to inner city kids to go to parochial school.
Pastor Ed Litton, the newly elected president for the Southern Baptist denomination, admitted his concerns were not about liberalism, but that the denomination was tipping in what he called, quote, fundamentalism, end quote, reports World Magazine. Litton came under fire by the conservatives in the denomination for allowing his wife to share the pulpit with him at Redemption Baptist Church in Saraland, Alabama. Pastor Tom Askell, president of the more conservative Southern Baptist Founders Ministries, summarized the party differences at the convention. He said, quote, "There were two types of Southern Baptists in the convention hall. Those who wanted open discussion and opportunity to repudiate critical race theory and intersectionality, versus those who wanted to avoid addressing those ideologies by name. Those who wanted to speak strongly for the abolition of abortion, versus those who wanted to say less than the resolution that ultimately passed actually said. Those who repeatedly reminded us from the platform that the world is watching us, versus those who were more concerned that God was watching us," end quote. In Luke 12, verses 4 and 5, Jesus speaks with power. "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after your body has been killed has authority to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him." Beginning July 15th, President Biden is ready to dole out a monthly check from the government to all U.S. families with children under the age of 18, in what is being called the Child Tax Credit. However, families representing at least 27 million of those children will receive the check, despite the fact that their tax burden is far less than the tax credit. That's about 36% of families with children. For families who wish to opt out of the monthly payments, they will have to use the Child Tax Credit Update Portal, which should be available in July. Bitcoin slipped another 15% in value over the last 4 days, down to $32,500. That's off of a high of $64,000 in April. Meanwhile, the Dow Jones has remained about the same level as it was in April in the $33,600 range, reports CNBC. Bill Anderson in Sapporo, Japan, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. He said, quote, "Adam, thank you for another year of faithful broadcasting. For me, your reporting often serves as a springboard for prayer, especially for persecuted believers and situations involving trends in culture, politics, protection for the unborn, as well as just plain interesting and fun things. Listening to The Worldview in 5 minutes has helped mature my worldview on many issues, such as the coronavirus and the 2020 elections. I am thrilled that you are constantly passing on a faithful, Christ-honoring worldview to many parents and children. I have never, ever heard of children, young saints, showing much interest in the news the way I have from time to time on your program. May the grace and mercy of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, abound to you and your broadcasting team and to every listener and donor, young, old, and in between," end quote. To help keep The Worldview on the air, we need to raise $65,000 by Friday, July 9th. Our thanks to Bob in Cosmopolis, Washington, and Ben in Stewart's Draft, Virginia, each of whom gave $50, Jacob in Bayport, Michigan, who gave $60, Linda in Tampa, Florida, who gave $100, Steve in Loveland, Colorado, who gave $200, and Karen in Chestertown, New York, who gave $250. Those six donors gave $710. Ready for our new grand total? Drumroll, please. $21,813. In order to hit the $32,500 goal by this Friday, June 25th, we need to raise $10,687. That means I need to find 18 Worldview listeners who will pledge $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300. And remember, the next 10 listeners who pledge $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600 will be matched dollar for dollar by a couple in Minnesota. Just go to theworldview.com. Click on Give. Select the dollar amount you'd like to give, and select the recurring button if that's your wish. What would the Lord have you do? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, June 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2021, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.